Welcome back. It's time for another episode of OC Spotlight. The one show that takes a look at the most incredible people doing the most amazing things right here in our own backyard. And this week is no exception. We have with us a whole group of folks who are going to put on, you ready for this? A junior hackathon. Yeah, if you don't know what that is, hang in. We're going to tell you. A junior hackathon with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Santa Ana and several other cities around here. And in to talk about this, we have the people who conceived this thing and who are going to explain how cool this is to us. We'll start with Sarah Branch from Technosis. Is that, did I get that correct?
Exactly right, Paul.
Technosis. What is Technosis? Before we give you a plug here, what is Technosis?
Technosis is a local software consulting firm. We are very big into mission-driven work, where we spend a lot of time making sure that we are effectively driving outcomes for our clients. And we try and be good stewards of our community, which is why we're here today.
Well, there you go. So you actually helped conceive this event, or was this something that you decided to just to sponsor and get behind? We'll explain what it is in a second, but how did you get into this?
Yeah, so this was actually my baby. I went to my bosses and said, I have an idea. I would like to take the Boys and Girls Club, which we have a relationship with through one of my partners, Kevin Castle, and I would like to design a day for the children's in the Boys and Girls Club to participate in a junior hackathon, which exposes them to some of the concepts behind development in a really fun and relatable way. And hopefully they walk out of there feeling like this is absolutely something I can do, and I see the path, and I can be successful.
Amazing. So a hackathon is just that. It's a one-day event where you're given some ridiculous goal and
yes.
some tools,
yes.
and you get to somehow learn to code and make something?
That's true. We go a couple times prior to the event, and we coach the children in the actual platform, which is called Scratch. It's something that was developed by MIT. It's a fantastic program for those of you with children.
And you can build things from scratch, like games or something, basically.
Perfectly intuitively. It's a drag and drop kind of a platform, and you get to see the actual impact of the decisions you're making real time. It's really fun for kids to play with. It feels like they're doing a video game, which is actually how we structured the requirements.
Amazing.
We hand them a list of goals and let them run with it. They work in teams. They present it at the end. So even if they're not particularly fond of the technical aspects of it, there are the presentation and business and functional aspects of it, too, which they get some exposure to.
So you're taking kids who are what? Are they mostly from disadvantaged areas like Santa Ana? Are these kids that are not computer literate, maybe, for the most part? Or are these kids from all over? Let's bring in the second guest here, David Blair from the Boys and Girls Club. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
And before you answer that question, tell me the Boys and Girls Clubs, because we had somebody in a long time ago from the Santa Ana Club, and at that time, they were all separately chartered entities, right? They all ran themselves. But since then, in the last couple of years, you've taken over you're from Santa Ana Boys and Girls Club, and you now what? Administer or run some other clubs in the area?
Yeah, we're actually called the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Orange Coast.
Okay.
And we serve Costa Mesa, Newport Beach, Irvine, Santa Ana, and Orange.
So that's a pretty different, from Irvine to Santa Ana, that's a pretty big divide. So maybe that helps color my question here, but I'm saying, do these kids have any experience with computers or coding, or are they just any kid?
There are, we don't restrict kids based on any family background, income, or zip code. So this is something we open up for all of our kids. However, we do have many of our kids that don't necessarily have the access to things like computers.
Yeah, I'm thinking Santa Ana. You know, this is traditionally for me, the Boys and Girls Club were after school programs. It's a way to keep particularly kids in disadvantaged areas off the street. Their parents, nobody's home. Take them off the street, give them a ping pong table and a pool table, and that was it. That's what I thought Boys and Girls Clubs did, but you say it's a lot more than that now.
Absolutely, yeah. We've realized that just being a place to keep kids off the street really isn't a good enough mission. So what we've kind of self-identified as is really a mentoring organization. We provide mentors to kids regardless of their background, their zip code, or their income.
And mentorship means you can do it.
Exactly.
Right.
It doesn't mean that because you're a little girl or because you're in a poor neighborhood and you don't even have a computer, much less any coding skills, you can do it.
That's a great point. And one of the great things about the Junior Hackathon is this is going to expose some young women to the field of tech, which is definitely a place that welcomes them with open arms.
But hasn't historically been a place where girls go.
Exactly.
You know, it's mostly a boys' club, a bunch of nerdy guys from, what's the show, The Big Bang Theory,
yes.
You know. There aren't too many girl coaches, although there is one in that show, but, you know, it's, and yet we've had women in here. I think there's a group called, like, Girls Who Code or Women Who Code or something.
Yes.
We've had a couple of people in different organizations saying, hey, yes, you can. Anybody can do this stuff today, and there's more and more opportunities for women in this field. And one of the things that I was talking about, Samantha McDermott, our third guest here, say hi, Sam.
Hi there.
Sam is your wonderful marketing PR person here who suggested that you come in and talk about this upcoming event. And when I did, I said it sort of reminded me of what I had seen happening in poor rural communities around the country where, I don't know who's doing this, but there are tech companies going into, I don't know, Kansas, Mississippi, somewhere in the middle of nowhere where people are unemployed and feel like they have no opportunities left. And, you know, the whole decline and desperation of these areas here after manufacturing moved up and left. And they're trying to teach these kids how to code. Mm-hmm. And many of these kids, again, don't have a computer. But this is something you can do anywhere. And the other thing, we had somebody on a couple of years ago talking about teaching people in third world countries to code. Could somebody literally be sitting on a smartphone in a, it's going to sound crude, but in a hut in India or Africa and be creating coding? They're doing it right now in sections of Africa and India and other places like that. So it really is mind-boggling when you think about the potential that this, if you can learn this skill, anybody can do it anywhere. And what does that do to the world of apps and games and technology? Suddenly everybody's a coder, not just a handful of kids in MIT or Harvard or something here. All right, I just had to throw that in. So Boys and Girls Club has taken this on. Is this something outside of your comfort level, or is this right in your wheelhouse now where you're teaching kids how to do stuff, not just occupying their time until mom and dad can pick them up?
No, it's right in our wheelhouse. One of the things that we do is we focus on 21st century skills, and of course,
this is certainly one of those.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a program called Yep for Kids, which we're also going to be connecting to the Junior Hackathon.
What's it called? Say it again.
It's called Yep for Kids.
Yep, like yes sir, yep.
Yep.
All right.
which is a youth entrepreneurship program where a couple of kids from Corona Del Mar High School actually created the program. The nonprofit, and what it's designed to do is have high school age students teach elementary and middle school age kids how to code. It's a pretty incredible program, and kind of tying back to what you'd said, their side project is they also will do Skype sessions with third world countries with small schools in third world countries,
exactly,
teaching them safe internet usage. So it's a pretty neat program, and we're very thankful to our partnership with Technosis and, of course, Kevin Castle and his cultivating this relationship for us, because we're good at what we're good at, and we rely on people like Technosis to come in and expand those skills that we may not possess.
Well, and you've got the centers, and you've got the name, and you've got the comfort level. Parents are going to drop their kids off, and if they can actually learn something, oh my God, I just want to keep them from getting in trouble here. And now all of a sudden they're going to come out of this with some empowerment, some belief that, yes, I can. That's pretty powerful stuff. All right, so let's go back to the event itself. This is a junior hackathon. Hackathons are what everybody calls these one-day crazy coding camps kind of thing. And at the end, what happens? Do they make a presentation? Are there winning teams and stuff? Somebody create, and they're trying to make games, I guess, in this point here?
Yeah, so the structure of the day is, of course, they do the coaching a couple times prior to this so that they walk in, they've established their teams, they understand what the goal of the day is, they probably have thought through maybe how that's going to look.
How do they pick teams and how many on a team?
The Boys and Girls Club has been gracious enough to help us with that, and so we ask that they try and right-size the teams so that there are a variety of ages and skill levels, which has been really exciting and helpful.
Yeah,
to watch.
You don't want
teams
some ringers in there. You don't
That's right.
Tech kids from Irvine High who've been coding since they were three here. Or
they
something.
Come in and sweep it every time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the bad guy in the Karate Kid movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no.
We're going back to old movie references here. All right, so they split them up, and how many in a team, roughly?
Three in a team, and then we have at least one, if not more, coaches that are participating with them throughout the course of the day that answer any questions, perhaps provide any blocker assistance.
And do they have to come in prior and at least get some proficiency in this program?
We actually send coaches to the Boys and Girls Club twice, if not three times, prior to the event, and expose them to the platform and the goal of the day, and we, you know, help them once they get in their teams. The first thing they have to do is figure out what their team name is, which I love watching unfold.
Yeah.
The creativity and some of the things these kids come up with are just hilarious. And
the Game Kings or something.
You know, right. It's funny. It's the first decision they have to make together. And so it's a really interesting thing to watch them it's so exciting. And then on the actual day they show up, we make sure it's super fun. There's balloons, we've got candy, which the parents
energy
don't
there's
live.
Speed
yes.
There's a deadline, come on. It's like watching one of these TV reality shows. You only got 20 minutes to complete this task. Let's go.
Clock ticking down.
Yeah, tick, tick, tick. Yes. Right, exactly. All right, so this, and it's Saturday, March 16th, the day before St. Patrick's Day here for all us good Irishmen here. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., where is it being held?
It's at the Technosis office.
Technosis office. That just seems like a monstrous complex with giant columns and hallways that look like Asgard or something.
You've described it perfectly. Yes, it's a bastion of just deep intellectual thought.
I would think so. Yes, all right, yes. So this is at your offices. Where are your offices located?
We are in the corner of Main and Von Karman, 1785.
See, that's right in the heart of, you know, tech country here. And what, is this open just to the kids and their families, or can I just come by and watch this wacky thing?
You're part of the family.
Well, I know.
So, of course, you can come.
Anybody listening, you know, can people just come in? Is there a cost? Do they just stop in during the day? Is there anything to see? Or is it really just for participants and their families?
Well, I'll jump in here on that one, Paul. We are actually looking for volunteers. So we do have executives from the business community are technology people who said, you know what, I really want to give back. I want to contribute to the success of these young people. So we do have a sign-up sheet via Google Docs, as a tech company would.
Okay. And,
we can certainly share that information with you, but we do need, 2 to 3 volunteers per team. And as Sarah mentioned, we've got 3 to a team, and we are looking at about 15 teams of kids.
Okay.
So there'll be 45, and they're tweens. And you mentioned high school.
You probably get a cool t-shirt or something here.
Exactly. And we're working on that design as we speak.
All right. So they're tweens, which is 10, 11, 12, something like that? 9, 10, 11, 12? What's a tween?
It's middle school age kids. So
sorry, I have a cough today here. But all right, middle school kids. Yeah. And there's 15 teams or so, 15 teams, 3 people on a team. That's up a whole bunch of kids here. How do you keep them from, oh my God, I'm not coming. That many middle school kids in one room, it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be like herding cats.
You
it's
forget.
Gonna be crazy.
These kids are coming from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Orange Coast.
Well,
they're well-behaved young individuals.
There we go, David.
Well-coached, well-behaved. All right. All right, good. All right. All right, and so they all come together, and how do they decide what game? First, I got to come up with a name. That's tough enough, but now I got to come up with a game. I don't know, a game. What hasn't been done? A bird flying over a fence, or I don't know. Angry Birds. I think they did that one.
The way that we structure this is much like how you would go through servicing a client. So we first give them a list of requirements. So the requirement would be this has to have 3 levels. At each level, you have a protagonist and an antagonist.
Wow.
The antagonist
has to... I got to look up those words here right before I start. Protagonist, antagonist.
Bad guy and a good guy.
Yes, exactly.
The Darth Maul and the Luke Skywalker.
Right.
And they have to accomplish a task and get to the next level. And so the manifestations of that might be a shark with a spear fisherman. It may be an alien with some fighter pilots. Sometimes I think we had a wizard and some ghouls. So the creativity that comes out of this is inspiring.
Well, I'm inspired just thinking about it. And I'm always amazed as an old guy trying to play games with my daughter, who's now in her mid-20s, and she and her husband are big gamers. And then my 5-year-old grandson, of course, can whip me in half of these games. And he's always like, you know, Grandpa, look at this one. Look at this one. I'm like, I get it on the phone for him. I don't even know where to start. And he just kind of step aside. Boom, 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 boom. And he knows how to go through the levels and, you know, all the different things to win prizes and everything. I'm like, wait a minute. What are we even doing here? There is a certain comfort level that this modern generation, they are fluent in yes. this stuff. They're digital natives. I'm still speaking another analog language here. Is that a cool enough reference
That's
here? But
perfect reference.
I just don't get it. So I think you're missing the boat. You should be doing it for old fogies like me here. We should be doing
senior hackathon.
Yes. The senior hackathon.
That'd be a good one.
It's happening. This is actually happening this year now.
I'm telling you, because we would
have your first sign up.
We would come, then I wouldn't feel so stupid when I'm around all these people. All right, junior hackathon, Saturday, March 16th at the Giant Technosis headquarters. You can see it. There are beams of light shooting into the air.
Yes. That's right.
It's like Batman or something. Mm-hmm. Do you have like a cool headquarters where everybody, or is it just a building?
It's incredible. The team is incredible. Mm-hmm. It's the most incredible place I've actually ever worked in my life.
Have you ever been to, I'm sorry to give them another plug, have you ever been to Oakley's World Headquarters up in Lake Forest? I mean, they have the cool building, and it looks like it's out of a movie set and everything. They put all that kind of weird stuff. So I'm assuming you guys have that kind of stuff in there.
We have some cool stuff, but more importantly, we have cool people.
That's it.
Right?
I see.
So
okay.
That's really where the magic happens.
Go to meet the people.
That's
exactly.
Right. That's right.
All right, so this is on a Saturday. It goes on all day from 10 to 4, and then what happens? Top five teams win some prizes. What do they win? Just a hearty handshake? Do they win a four-year internship at 14 at your company here? I don't know.
Right. So at the end of the day, each team comes up, and they play their video game for everybody. Mm-hmm. And they talk about what it does and what some of their challenges were. And then we have a judging panel.
That would be interesting. Just what challenges did you experience?
Yes.
You thought that this was going to be easy. The bear was going to go up the mountain and get the honey and then come down the hill. That's the kind of game I'd make. But yet, who knew that it was all these challenges would come up that we couldn't make it do this? We hadn't thought about what if we did this? Or somebody else came up and said, what about if you throw this element in? How it changed the whole narrative of the game and everything.
Right. I mean, selfishly, part of the reason I love this event is because I am privileged enough to run a team of highly motivated people in a very complex environment that
Most of whom are probably 12 or 14 anyway. That's my impression anyway. So these are
their energy certainly is on par with that.
Right.
But, you know, there's times when we're all frustrated and we hit roadblocks. And to watch these children come in.
Yes, to work through things.
And to work through it and to persevere and conquer and be so proud, it sends a message to my team.
Isn't that the most amazing thing watching with kids? I said that one had a daughter, and now with my grandson, how they look at the world totally different. I'll just tell you a real quick story. So my grandson's a couple years old, and he's in the back with grandpa, and we're filling up his little bucket because I'm out watering the plants. And he knocked the bucket over, and I'd fill it up, and he'd knock the bucket over. And I said, watch this. And I gave him a second bucket. I said, you can pour it from one bucket into the next. Oh, my God, for about 5 hours. Grandpa's a wizard. Look at the water doesn't disappear. It goes from one to the next. And I thought, his eyes are seeing something for the first time that I've just long since stopped to be amazed about and forgotten about. So again, you're dropping kids into a world, an environment, doing something they've never imagined before, and watching them struggle through this, the solutions they come up with or the insights that they see must be mind-boggling.
It's powerful.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. you just take it for granted. You've done this for years, and you do it at a very high level.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And okay.
Then, yeah, so they get up, they show us their goods, and then the panel of judges.
Show us your goods. That sounds a little rude here, but all right.
Show
us
what their you product.
Got.
They show us their
got.
Product.
Yeah.
And then the judges judge, and the top three teams win pretty exciting prizes. Last year, the number one team won Chromebooks.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
And I know that for some of those kids, those were the first computers their families had.
Yeah.
And so that was an incredibly meaningful, it was probably the most meaningful day of my job last year.
You know, one of the thing, again, I'm going to relate this to something strange here, but a couple years ago, I was watching Charlie Rose on PBS. And yes, I know I can't say his name anymore because he's a dirty rat, but whatever. I used to love his show. And he had on somebody who had been arrested by the FBI as one of the main founders of this giant hacking community called Anonymous that literally brings down governmental agencies and does all this stuff. And they found this kid, he's, I don't know, let's say 16 or 18 or something like that. He's Puerto Rican, and he's living in the projects in the poorest part of New York. And somebody just gave him a computer
And of course, he's poor, he doesn't go to school, and he just endlessly tinkered with it until he became one of the top hackers in the world. Wow. He didn't go to MIT, he didn't go to Harvard, he didn't have any training, he didn't go to the Boys and Girls Club. I mean, this kid taught himself hacking and computer science at a very high level, just playing with it. So Lord knows you're dropping these Chromebooks, who you're creating, what seed you're planting, what will come out of that. Do you have any sort of feedback? Have you tracked this long enough? Has it been going on for 2-3 years? And you can tell us anything, what happens to these kids afterwards?
You know, it's still a new relationship with the Junior Hackathon, but I have heard stories about some of the kids who to this day say that they want to be they want to go into coding because of the experience they had with the Junior Hackathon. So I think, you know, when we think of the prizes that they might win, those are just things. But what these kids take away as far as experiences are concerned, those are the things that are going to last well beyond the years.
I can tell you so many stories of kids I knew or even in my own life where somebody touched us at that around that age and just inspired us. I started reading the morning announcements in high school, and that led me to wanting to do radio and in college, and then getting professional gigs, and here I am a million years later still doing this version of radio. Wow. It really just started because somebody said, do you want to read the morning announcements? I mean, that's silly.
That's incredible. I also think there's something to be said about reverse mentorship, where our friends from Technosis feel like they gained so much just by working with these kids.
Yeah.
And
it isn't just giving. They get back something.
Yeah. You absolutely do.
All right. Now, Samantha, we had to mic her because she wants to give one last pitch for this. Has something. Talk about your sponsors. We want to plug them.
We have to do that, Paul.
Let's plug the sponsors.
I'll tell you something. It wouldn't not, if it wasn't for our sponsors, this would not be possible. And hats off, obviously, to Sarah and David for making this happen. This is going to be
somebody's going to pay for it.
Somebody's got to pay for it. This is going to be one of what we hope is going to be a twice a year event, and so we're starting to plan for something this fall. But we have Hyundai Capital coming on board as a sponsor this year.
Big group.
We have UCI's Center for Digital Transformation. Now, I don't know if you know much about what they're doing. They've got a
didn't even know there was one.
Well, there you go. This is important, Paul. This is why we're
learning.
Here.
Yeah,
this
right,
is why we're here. But they have actually, which is nice, and this is, allows us to kind of thread the needle for this. Is this is on the eve of their annual what we call Digital Super Bowl. So it's their Road to Reinvention conference, which is happening literally 5 days after our event, and they're excited about this because not only are they having that big conference, but they've got a lot of chief information officers that are saying, hey, this is something we want to embrace.
Oh,
our
this,
companies
there's your
need
volunteers.
To get involved.
You got to get them all to come over.
Right. Well, they're going to. A lot of them are, actually.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right.
So, and there's still opportunity, Paul. If people do want
Operator standing by right now.
How, they
is there
write
a number
us a check.
To call or anything?
Yes. Right. David Blair at Boys and Girls Club would be happy to take any donations.
Any, give us an email. Give us a phone number.
You can reach me at dblair, B-L-A-I-R, at boysandgirlsclub.com, or you can reach me at 714-717-9971.
Operators standing by. All right. Well, lots of opportunities to get involved in this thing. Come see something very cool that's going to change kids' lives in ways I don't even think you'll fully appreciate for some time to come. And again, keeps us here in Orange County at the cutting edge of the whole technology revolution. These could become the future coders, gamers, to populate all the businesses like Technosis here that came up with this whole idea. Thanks for stopping in. Big success. And would you come back afterwards and give us some stories? I want to hear how it changed kids' lives. I'm impressed at what you're doing, but I really want to hear more about from the kids themselves.
Maybe we'll have to bring a young coder in with us.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Maybe we'll bring the winning team.
That's right.
There you go. Give them a chance to tell their story. Why did you do this? What did you think you were going to get out of it? What did you really get out of it? And how cool is it coming up with something here, huh? Come on.
And Paul, you're invited, by the way. We would love to have an OC Talk Radio live presence.
Live
it's
presence
entirely
there?
Up to you.
I'd be the only guy wandering around going, what's this?
What no, I'll be doing? There with you. I will, believe me.
We'll get you guys a coach.
All right. Yeah, old guys coach. Senior hackathons. That's what I'm going to hear next year. All right, thank you so much for coming. Again, the most amazing thing. My hat's off to what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Saturday,
thank
you. March 16th. Is there a website? How do they learn more? Where do they go to find out about this?
Actually, Boys and Girls Club would probably be the best approach. And as David mentioned, his email, there's a direct connection. And anybody who, again, wants to participate as a volunteer or a sponsor will want to channel directly through David.
And what's the website for Boys and Girls Club?
It's www.boysandgirlsclub.com.
Spelled out boys, that's plural, correct. And girls,
and
plural.
Girls. Mm-hmm.
The Boys and Girls Club?
Club.com.
All right. Find out more about it. Check it out, and then if you can't make it, you know, go check out the pictures, and if nothing else, you got to go to the Technosis World Headquarters. That's like one of the that's one of the places to go in Orange County these days.
It's a landmark.
It is a landmark.
All right. Well, this has been a landmark story. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
You've been listening to another episode of OC Spotlight, right here in Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net.